This is 7AD and 7BU. Time for our weekly Power Savers chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. Hello, mate.
How you going, Darren?
Going very well. All right, so we're talking about solar gear, but the longevity of solar gear and also recycling.
That's right. So, you know, recycling versus longevity. You know, this has all come off the back of an interesting piece I read the other day, Darren, about some scientist types who had done the math on recycling solar panels versus designing panels that last longer.
Yeah.
Now, apparently, making solar panels last longer came out on top for being a better environmental solution.
Yep.
How long do solar panels last? Typically, solar panels are designed to last around 25 years, maybe a bit longer. Quality ones should easily do 25 years. Cheap and nasty ones seem to be pulling up stumps at around 10 years.
Hmm.
While recycling is an excellent end-of-life design parameter, it does take a lot of energy to recover the materials. And even the best recycling effort struggles to recover, you know, 90% of the raw materials. So there's always some losses.
Yeah.
You know, and then you can use that for remanufacture and whatever. So while it sounds good to have an end-to-end life cycle for solar panels, and to be honest, it is good, making panels last much longer would be much better.
Right.
Now, the premise of the story was instead of spending so much research and development money on making more new powerful panels with an anticipated 25-year lifespan cheaply, the R&D money should be spent on making solar panels last twice as long for lower prices. So just change the emphasis of what they're trying to design.
Yeah.
It has some merit, and the math support the argument. So, like, if we have panels that lasted 50 years instead of 25 years, and they were designed around slower energy degradation and with materials that would not deteriorate as quickly, then panels could be kept out of the recycling loop for twice as long.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so let's look at a 400-watt panel installed in Tasmania. That one panel, we would expect that panel in 25 years to harvest the best part of 13,000 kilowatt hours of energy. That's a lot.
Mm.
You know, it's twice as much as what a house would use in one single year. The same panel over 50 years, provided it was designed around having such a long lifespan, would make the best part of 26,000 kilowatt hours of energy before the end of life, at which point it could still be recycled. Longer lasting panels would definitely be the best way forward for the environment. Now, Darren, what do you reckon the barriers might be for manufacturers in making longer-lasting panels?
Okay, well, economics is the start.
Yeah, planned obsolescence.
Yeah.
That'd be the one barrier that would make manufacturers balk at focusing on making longer-lasting panels. Essentially, in the majority of sales, there'd only be one in the lifetime of that customer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Manufacturers would miss out on return sales.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. There might not be the customer demand either, Darren, for longer-lasting panels, as you're locking yourself into one point in time of technology for half a century. That might deter some people, and 25 years is generally too far out to envision where we might be, let alone 50 years.
Yeah.
But it's still a discussion that should be had, and it could be regulated. So LED lights in Europe have to be designed around a minimum run time of 50,000 hours, while in Australia it's 15,000 hours. And this is from lobbying of manufacturers and sellers of lights. Now, 50,000-hour runtime light means that they won't sell another one for at least 10 years. Given incandescent globes only last around 2,000 hours, look, even a 15,000-hour LED is still a massive step up, but it could be better. Then we have the bogus warranties, which we see all the time. There was a panel called Black Max, and I can mention these guys because they've long since disappeared, and they offered an Australian-beating 30-year warranty. Awesome. They were just some of the cheapest panels, though, Darren, out of China with a new sticker on the back.
Right.
Yeah. And we lost jobs to these blokes, you know, with their bogus warranties, because who doesn't want a 30-year warranty?
Well, exactly.
Yeah. Now we're pulling them off roofs with micro cracks and delamination, and they're not even 12 years old, or 10 years old, I should say. And the poor old purchaser, there's nowhere to go for a warranty, as the importer of the product, because they'll never were a manufacturer, has changed companies and there is no warranty.
Right.
These people are still about in the industry, but that entity has disappeared. I also had a rep pop in the other day to try to get myself some solar panels with a 40-year warranty. And I mentioned 40 years is too long, and he just laughed and he said, Adrian, no one's getting a 40-year warranty. It's just a selling tool. Yeah, so we showed him the door. So given the nature of the solar industry being a bit roguish, 50-year lifespans would have to be a mandated minimum requirement through legislation. As you know, I don't think you could leave it up to manufacturers. I feel as though they just change the number of years on their spec sheet and do very little else.
Mm.
So there we have it. The boffins have said we need solar panels to be designed around 50 years for the best environmental result. I agree. I personally don't think it will ever happen. But I'd be interested in knowing your thoughts. I've linked the story to our Facebook page, so just look for Demas Energy. Feel free to comment and let us know what you think.
Righto. Mentioned this many times before, but it's even more prevalent now with electricity prices just going through the roof.
Yeah.
It's not going to get any cheaper, ever.
Between 20 and 50%. That's in the budget.
I mean, somewhere down the track, they may cap it, but unlikely.
We'll see. Mm. It's going to go one way. Any energy you can save yourself from buying or harvest yourself is only going to be more valuable in 12 months' time than it is now.
Yeah. So if you want a quote, go and see you guys.
Yep. Give us a call at on 1300 502 599, or you can pop in and see us at 56 Sheffield Road in Sprayton. We go to our website. You can see all our products. We've got an online form there if you just want to organise a quote that way. We can get the ball rolling and putting you back in the driver's seat of your energy costs.
Yeah, and not just solar gear, but heat pumps.
Yep.
And
Hot water,
that sort of thing. And if you have a question for the Power Savers chat, get it through to Adrian via the DMS Energy Facebook page. Thanks, mate. Catch you next week.
Thanks, Darren.